Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio, we are joined by Price City Council candidate Travis Richardson. Travis, it's a pleasure to have you in today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So, we like to start these off all the same way. So, what inspired you to run for Price City Council?
Well, I have two young kids of my own. I've recently moved back into our community. From having to move out for 10 years due to not being able to find a good paying job. I had the fortunate ability to come back. So I felt the need to try to contribute to what my knowledge back into the community, and doing so by running for city council and being a part of the city directly.
Now, a city council is a hard job to just step in and do. So what have you done to prepare yourself for a potential seat on the city council?
Well, I've done my research on how the city governments work, the processes and due diligence as far as how each process works and functions. I've also gone to city council meetings. I've met each one of them and talked to them. My brother's also on the city council, so I've conversed with him and asked for his knowledge and. He's helped me learn a little bit about it as well.
Now, a major challenge that is faced each year by the mayor and city council alike is managing the budget. If you are to be elected, how would you approach this task?
Well, that's the big fundamental thing that I'm running on is efficiency and accountability. And I believe that as we do that, as we hold our city employees who have been hired on to our task force, as we hold them accountable, we can fine-tune our spending along with trying to find those efficiencies that we may not be efficient at, finding better ways to do things, which will in turn gain money, put money back into our pocket and be able to spend it on things that matter to people, such as splash pads and stuff like that, right?
Now, you mentioned accountability and efficiency, but if you are elected, what other focuses would you have as a member of the Price City Council, and how would you approach accomplishing these goals?
Well, I am a very open person. I don't like secrets. I'm not a fan of them. I don't like keeping secrets. However, I will keep confidential information dear to, you know, I won't speak of those things, but I'm a very open person. What happens is I do like being able to converse with you as citizens, and I'm not a hidden person. So I will be your voice. I will listen to you, and I will voice your voice with the city council officials and the mayor themselves.
Now, a major issue that is facing Price City right now is communication with its first responders, namely the police department and the city council and mayor. If you are elected, how would you approach bridging this divide in communication?
Well, I know that the hot topic right now is the closed meetings. I want to expound my knowledge on why those closed meetings are happening. The city, to my understanding, is doing that in accordance to legal ability to do that. However, you as citizens want to know that the proper things are being taken care of in that meeting and not things that should be taken care of in a public setting. And I promise to be open where I can be open, and you will be the first ones to know about it. I promise to be a faithful poster on our social medias where a lot of people get their information these days. And I want you to know what's going on. I don't want anything to be hidden.
And then my last question for you today, Travis, is why should the citizens of Price vote for you in this upcoming election?
Well, I think you should vote for me because I have a desire to change is a harsh word, to improve Price to what it needs to be to have our young kids stay here. Like I said earlier, I was fortunate to be able to move back here to Price. A lot of people aren't fortunate, but if you talk to them, they want to move back. There's just not a lot of opportunities for them. So in doing the accountability and efficiency side of things, I feel that it will open the areas to allow businesses to come in, and it will invite future citizens to move into our community. And those things will help improve our jobs, our infrastructure. It will be the thing that will allow us to move forward.
Well, Travis, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Again, our guest, Travis Richardson, candidate for Price City Council, discussing why he should have your vote in the upcoming municipal election. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.